My name's Michelle Owu, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The object of the research is to compile a modern day picture of the UK. Can you please, first of all, tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name is Mark Levy. I come from Knutsford in Cheshire, and I'm 62 years of age.
Okay. How are you, Mark?
I'm fine.
Can I ask you first how you heard about the project?
I first heard about the project, I think there was something on TV, which programme I can't remember, and then I saw a follow-up article in the Times, and at the tail end of that article there was a website, went onto the website, and followed it from there.
Okay. What inspired you to take part?
I thought it would be fun. When you get to my time of life, I think that you need to grab at any opportunity for doing something that you might otherwise not have time for in later years.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me, please?
I'm wearing the tie of my livery company, which is the Worshipful Kemp Clockmakers. That is the only truly distinctive thing that I'm wearing, other than what I would wear ordinarily. Dark grey trousers, striped shirt. I'm a fairly conventional dresser. Cufflinks, the usual.
Can I ask you to tell me a little bit more about your association with the Welsh Association?
Of course, yeah. As a young man, I was 17 when I went off to Switzerland to learn to be a watchmaker. For 30 years I was in the watch business. And at the Technicum in La Chaux-de-Fonds, where I studied watchmaking, I made three watches. One of them is the watch I'm wearing tonight. The other one is safely at home in safe. And the third one is in the Clockmakers Museum in Guildhall in the City of London. And that's a very interesting piece because that's an electromechanical watch, which within 5 years of me making it was technically obsolete. And it's a bit frightening to think that you've lived through a period of total obsolescence of something that in its day was leading edge technology.
Can you explain a little bit more about what type of watch that was?
Well, it was an ordinary watch, except instead of you winding it up, because in those days, Michelle, you won't remember this, but we used to wind watches up. And this had a cadmium cell battery in the back of the watch. And after a few years, Union Carbide realised that they weren't going to make a fortune out of these things, stopped making them, and the watch was then obsolete, which is why it's now in the museum.
How did it find its way into the museum?
Being a liveryman of the company, I presented it and all the tools that I'd made in the Technicum with which I'd made the watches, I gave that to the, gave all those things to the museum.
Can I ask you what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth?
Not a lot. I'm going to be sitting comfortably. Weather permitting, I'm going to be completing the Times crossword. I'll then wave via the webcam to two sets of friends in the States who I will telephone from the plinth. I'll take some shots, some touristy shots of the square. Admire the view, and then the hour will be up, and I'll return to non-plinth existence.
What would you be doing if you weren't here tonight?
We'd either be with friends having dinner, or feet up watching the box.
Who's come to the square with you tonight?
My wife, friends from London, Cambridge, Surrey, Crouch End, all over the metropolis. You're very lucky to have me here tonight, Michelle.
Who are you doing this for?
Me.
Any hopes or fears about tonight?
Al-Qaeda, that's an abiding worry.
Any expectations of what it might be like?
odd, because you're going to be in a space which is clearly apart, but in the midst of an awful lot of other activity which, because you are on the plinth, has got nothing to do with you.
What's the main thing that you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
Well, the three words that you asked me to think of initially, aging but agile, I think is not bad. Quite pleased with that.
What do you mean by agile?
Well, agile, one hopes mentally for the moment. Agile physically, you know, get on the bike each morning, go out for half an hour, come back, get about, you know, do stuff, go on plinths.
Are you still working at the moment?
Of course, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about
what you do? Well, these days I am an exhibitions consultant, and I organise the designing and building of exhibition stands all over the world. And that I find very interesting. I've been doing that for about 10, 11 years now. And that's very exciting. That's good stuff.
Have you travelled anywhere recently that was particularly interesting?
The last place I was in was Shanghai for the Textile Machinery Show. That was a great exhibition. So that was first time in mainland China. And the next one will be at the Monaco Yacht Show, which is very tasty, believe me.
What impact do you think you standing on the plinth will have?
On whom? Impact on me? It'll be an interesting memory. Impact on my wife? Depends on the weather. If she gets rained on, she won't be a happy woman. Impact on the people around me? Passing. Not deep. Anthony Gormley, he'll be delighted.
What would he like about your performance?
It's stunning ordinariness.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
Only in front of clients.
How do you think this experience might compare to that?
They pay me, you don't.
Are you happy to be taking part in this project?
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here.
Does the artist's concern with the democratisation of art, has that had any influence on your decision to take part?
Has it? Not really, no. But, I mean, it's clearly the fact that he's generated the opportunity to do it means that, yes, I was happy to participate. But whether that makes it democratic, not really. There were only 40,000 applicants. That's the population of Knutsford, where I come from. Out of a population of 60 million, tiny, tiny impact.
How do you feel about being part of this group of plinthers? It's 2,400 people.
I've had the pleasure of meeting four in total. 2,400. How can I judge?
Have you had a look at other people's profiles?
Of course, yeah. I've looked at other people's profiles. Some of them are more revealing than others. Looked at other people on the webcam to see what they were doing. Maybe I should take up Tai Chi.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Thank you very much.